I'm open to that. The people from Polycount, one of the big that'll be good.
Yeah, I recall seeing I forgot the guy who's in charge of Polycount, but I know I've seen him there the last few years. What was his name?
That Rogue 13.
That's it.
There.
Yeah, Rogue 13. Yeah, I don't think I've really talked to him, but hang on. Yeah, I know some of you guys can't hear her. I'm trying to tweak this as we go along here. Sorry about that. Maybe if you guys egg her on, she'll speak a little bit louder for you.
That better.
Hey, I can hear you just fine, but you know how some of these. Yes. So, what do you plan on talking about at QuakeCon? You know, we have the conference on. I think it's Saturday now at 1 p.m. You're going to basically be speaking about either the player models or the weapon models.
More the weapons. I can talk with Miles about the player models and with Crazy Butcher about the weapons. Kind of know. I mean, there's not a lot for them to talk about. You know, meaty or CD, nothing. They make skin masks. They give it to me. I skin it.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. Easier said than done, though. I know you've been playing with weapons like the UMP-45 for quite some time now, trying to get the right look to it.
Signature. That's the first one I ever did, and I keep doing it again and again. 2 years I've been skinning that weapon. I hope this is the final time. Oh, louder, still loud.
I think it's a combination of things here. I think it's a combination of the settings I have and your voice. I'm not really sure. But either way.
The vocal was quite soft.
Yeah, yeah.
It was low.
Like I said, it's most likely an operator problem, and unfortunately I'm not sure which button or which slider I should slide to make everybody sound better. But I'm sure if I turn my voice up, you'll probably be up a little bit louder too. So you're going to, excuse me, we're most likely going to show off some new material, right? We actually won't get into what we are showing off, but we are going to show off.
Well, the surprise.
Yeah, the surprise.
Some new media to show off.
Some new media, and those... I was going to say, and those of you who are not going to QuakeCon, we will be showing this media off probably when we get back. I do not know if we'll actually have time to update the website during our trip, but anything and everything that is shown in our conference, like Blade Killer skins and the new media she's talking about, we will make those available. So, do you...
Some of my stuff was in November, so it'll be kind of nice to show some of it.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Hey, also, since we have you here, you want to give out the server information today? Since sure, there's a few on there right now, but go ahead and give out the Urban Radio server information.
Alrighty, it's IP64.180.91.204 port 279 Spickle. CTF now.
And that's it.
I'm married. Yes.
See, unfortunately, the
way too old for you.
Yeah, she could be your mom, guys. That's not bad. She's See, the funny thing is, though, when you see the comments on there, that was from what was said about a minute ago. So we're still they're still catching up to what you had just spoke about. But yeah, as
that's true.
As she said, 64.180.91.204. If you guys want to join the Urban Radio HOH server, we do this each and every week. As you know, we usually like to give it out to the community here, but recently we've just been too damn busy to actually get back to any of those people out there, like the guys from Zero Hesitation who offered up their server, a few others who sent me emails, but unfortunately, you know, I got to say, I got time, but unfortunately, I just haven't had time to respond. So if you have any questions for Blade, and please keep them non-sexual, send me a private message. You will see me as On Air 2, TSN Oswald, and maybe we'll give her a few questions here. We're going to take a break, Blade. We'll be right back with Urban Radio. You're listening to Oswald and Blade Killer today here.
This radio program contains a pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster. Please take care selecting your shoutouts, for they might be susceptible to mispronunciation.
It's Oswald, and we're back on Urban Radio here, trying to work out our low volume issues here with Blade. I guess Mungo, somebody said Mungo was a little bit low too, so I'm not sure if that's an issue on my end or an issue on their end, but we are actually running through BuddyPhone 2.11. Who knows, maybe if some of you people want to call in sometime, we'll actually do a call-in show. I know Basilisk brought that up to my attention here a few months back, and I said, yeah, I think that'd be a cool idea. Unfortunately, nobody really responded in Pound Urban Tear, so we really never pursued it, but it would be nice to get a more interactive show if we could get some of the details worked out here. So be it. So, Blade, are you still with us here?
Yep. How's it now?
Oh, you sound wonderful. But then again, you always sound wonderful. So, who are you most looking forward to from the development team to meet in Mesquite, Texas?
Oh, wow. I don't think there's any one particular person. I think the whole team. I wish more were able to fill up, actually. It's too bad our Australian coder can't get there, and our Australian Skinner modeler. But it'll be really fun to meet the people who can make it. How many of us are? Are there about 10?
Yeah, you know, I was running through our arrival and departure information today, and I think right now there is about 9 or 10. It's unfortunate that 27 and Crystal Mesh couldn't come out, or even to get Doc out here, because Doc's a good time.
I would like to have met Doc.
You want to say any words about Z German, Z Crazy Butcher?
Oh, that'll be fun, meeting Chris Hott. And then he's coming here for 2 weeks afterwards to go hiking.
Yeah, you're going to want... You and Rabbit Carol...
He's supposed to come here.
You and Rabbit Carol are going to abuse him up there on that hiking. I guess...
the youngest one has carried...
Crazy Butcher's actually taking his vacation, so he's going to spend a couple weeks here in the States, and then he's actually he's going to spend about a week or so. I think he departs to Vancouver on the 18th, and then he's going to stay out here for another week or so.
He's right, almost, I think, the 30th of August.
Wow.
So 2 weeks here just about, yeah. So Garibaldi Lake, Manning Park, nice scene.
So is there anything that you're... Let me think here. See, I know what goes on at QuakeCon. I've been there for the last 2 years, so I sort of have a good idea what to expect and what not to expect. Have you ever attended anything like this?
Not really. Does that mean the closest would be close? So that's kind of boring nowadays.
What was it? You cut out there. What?
That's for computers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And it used to be really good days when they gave a whole bunch of stuff away for free, and they gave really good lectures, but last few times of fun. Well, I didn't go this year. I bothered. I was off, but it wasn't worth bothering with. So, but not anything like this. Not gaming wise.
It'd
be interesting.
So now, looking a bit at 2.6, in terms of anticipation, how high do you think the community's wanting this build?
Oh, poor community. It is a long wait for the momentum verification. And I think there's a lot of anticipation out there.
More so than 2.5?
I think so at this point.
But
I hope it comes through for them.
But as we've also been saying, yeah, woo, my shit is fixed, okay, buddy? It's your speakers. Turn them up. Just kidding. Grief. Nothing but grief. You're putting the show host through. Come on now. Give me a break. Okay. Yeah. You know, it's funny because our development cycles usually last, I guess, approximately 6 months, and I think we're just surpassing 5 right about now. Actually coming up on 6 because... Originally released the beta one, August 25th of the year 2000, almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
I know you weren't. You were what?
Yeah. I joined the team in that August.
Yep.
I actually started working on the UMP end of July that year.
That was
2 years for me now.
Yeah, I can remember Earthquake coming to you and are actually coming to our team and saying, hey, I got this person who wants to skin some weapons for us. And I can remember the team going, oh, great, just what we want, somebody else skinning weapons. But you know what? I think that was probably one of the best decisions we did make.
Oh, yes, and I recall saying something along the lines like, well, I don't know how much I'll be able to help, but I'll do whatever I can, but it won't be very much. Famous last words.
Okay, I have a, we will, Speed Freak, actually, Speed Freak, we're not going to read your question, I'm sorry. See, they're still saying you're quiet and I'm loud. Of course I know I'm loud because I have my volume turned all the way up here. Actually, this is a question from somebody named Map for Fun. I've talked to him for about a year now. He says to Blade Killer and actually myself, are there going to be any new radio messages coming to 2.6 or 3.0? And if so, is Blade Killer going to do the voices again?
I don't think that's been decided yet, but we're talking about it. So I'll probably do some voices. It depends. Palchik did all the radio messages in 2.0 through 2.5 and did a great job. And she really had fun doing it. So I'm happy to have her do them still consistently. If that's what she wants to do, kind of perfect.
Yeah, I know there was... I think there was a time where, you know, I'm not sure if we even came to you about those, but we actually went right to Karen Law, and some of you guys know her as Helchick, who one time Planet Quake, she was in charge of the entire Planet Quake website. Now she's over at Activision in sort of an online advertising position. Great woman, great person, and she actually, Matt, for fun, she actually did all the voices of the female models. Blade Killer did some of the other female sounds, for example, the helicopter pilot. If you play the map UT Subway, if you played UT Subway, you can hear her comments in the station. I'm not sure, what else have you done?
Oh, I can't remember all of them now.
No?
Other than the death of the main sound. I did a whole bunch of radio phrases, but I don't really have that rough, gruff voice like Helchick had with that.
Hey, you know, I still have all those. You know, I can play those if you'd like. I have them right here.
You're kidding.
The things I keep.
Well, that's like me. I'm a good cook for a lot of people.
For example, I don't want to play your ramble one because there's some of these you told me never to play. This is one of...
I remember that one.
This you do or you do not?
No, I don't.
it says Sid Blade Ramble Sid Only Dot Wave.
Oh, that one. No.
Here's an example of Blade Killer. I won't play that one.
2.4.
Yes, 2.4. I won't play that one, but this is one example of what Blade has done for us.
Oswald has left the building.
Now, how do you guys like that? Do you dig that voice or what? Here's another example. Here's another example of what she's done.
Wish I could still sing. Some days I can't. I can't at all. And then it hurts. Other days, it's not too bad, and I can actually sing again and have fun with it, but not for long, or it'll start to hurt. Do the art instead, eh?
Which one are you playing?
That one is called Do Art Instead, eh?
Oh, that one.
So, what's been the most challenging piece that you've been working on now? Is there something that you're still trying to perfect that you actually don't like in any of the weapons or any of the heads?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. I can't think of anything that I'm not happy with. I'm always kind of tweaking them a little bit as I go along. I like what I'm working on right now, but it's a surprise. I can't think what it is. But it is a real challenge in that it has a lot of detail I have to actually paint on that modeled in that I'm having fun doing. I think there's a French word for that. When you do it on your own, you make it look real. But I can't say it. But that's the fun part for me when I skin is doing the stuff that's not there, not modeled in. And when I'm done and it's the way I want it, you should be able to call that's doesn't actually let us go with that buff or whatever it is. And that's what I really get a charge out of what can. And I like doing portraits now. And it's funny because I never used to. When I did art, I was a kid. I didn't do people at all. Horses? Still life. Weapons? No.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a...
Portraits, yeah.
I was going to say, I'm sure it's a little known fact, but Blade Killer actually skinned my head. Not sure if we'll actually use it, but I did give her some reference pictures.
Oh, it's going in the game. It's going in the game. Oh, my dead body is going in the game. I have a whole game mode just for it.
Oh, great. Great.
Heard of Catch the Chicken?
I was going to say we're going to play...
Catch Oswald's head.
We're going to play Harvester with my head, I see, huh? So,
that's right.
Did you ever expect?
And it has to say things.
Oh, great! Great! I cannot wait. So did you ever expect to be this fully involved in something like this?
No. No, I didn't. When I first started, I was just helping out, like I said earlier, and I didn't expect to be this involved. And in the last year, I've really taken ownership that it is my mod, our team, my team, you know.
Yes.
Real integration and a huge commitment. And getting to know the community has had a lot to do with that. Before 2.0 was released, I really didn't read the form. I didn't have time. Then I could keep up with the team form. And I don't think it's much to do with the community at all. And since then, I decided to get more involved, and I'm really glad I did. I really have enjoyed getting to know the community. That's the best part of the game, part of doing it. That makes it all worthwhile.
Yes, it does. So that actually leads to the next question here from Mungo's in the, as he's saying, the man of action, or is that the international man of mystery? But yet, Mungo's, well, he was up in your neck of the woods, Vancouver. I think he says he's in Calgary now. But he says, do you still see this as a satisfying, just a, quote, hobby, or do you see graduating to a game design company like Apoxel, Sweet Nuts, Wetwired, or Odd has done?
I wish. I would like to do it full time. But, let's see. I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah. I mean, I haven't pursued it. I haven't returned any of the emails I've received from companies like EA. But, we'll see. Things are kind of wild and weird at work right now, or tell us, as Mungo might know about, with the layoffs and the choice to make. I could take a file, leave the company, go and do something new. It's interesting. It really is.
Yeah.
I kind of like staying on the team I'm on. That
yeah.
Always a consideration to me.
Yeah, I hear you. I know all about the layoffs. We have some more of them coming at our company as well. So who knows where I'll be come September 1st. But I know one thing. I'll have Urban Tear if I don't have United. But unfortunately, as you know, Urban Tear doesn't pay much, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't put food on the table. That's pretty bad. It's kind of satisfying.
So if you'd like to send your donation, you can make it out to Blake Killer and Oswald, and we'll be more than happy to buy food with it. And once we get that food, we'll be more than happy to give you 2.6. How's that sound?
Oh, I'm so excited for Sweet Nuts. He's so, so lucky. Probably luck, though. He deserves that.
Yep, I completely agree. Nuts is, I think after we saw his map, we were quite impressed with, you know, we knew he had skills when he was doing the user interface and some of the textures. And then he turns out UT Casa, and I think we were all taken back by his work on that map. But yet you've done plenty of work not only on your own map, which we still haven't seen anything of recently, but you've also been working with Barbecue on Rommel.
Oh, yes. Never goes away. I'm always working on Rommel. But, yes, they have a surprise in the release on it. Kind of cool. But it's secret. We can't tell you it was done. Not yet. But it's not really the gameplay.
Yep.
But my own map, I haven't had time to even look at it. And I don't know when I'll have time. Kind of, it's just there when I'm bored of skinning, which almost never happens. And when I'm bored or I don't have some other response, I'll go and work on it. But that's been months.
Yep. Yep. I can relate as I've... I'm sure like you have, I've started numerous maps, and funny thing, none of them ever seem to get finished.
Yeah, I haven't gone through that yet. When you start one, and then you're not happy with the layout, like you didn't start a new one. I haven't had time. But I'd rather skin, to be honest. That's my first love. And then mapping comes as something to go really relaxed with.
Relaxed with.
Different.
You know, it causes nothing me but frustration. I sit there looking at a map going, oh my God, these frames per second are going to be terrible. But then again, I guess...
That's a real challenge, though.
Yeah. You know, being...
You know, that's really hard. But look at, you know, you really got to... I'd like to see ours be low, but at the same time, I don't like to sacrifice gameplay or just... beauty of the map for it. I think you've got to really watch the balance on that.
Yeah.
For heaven's sake, they're still complaining.
Yeah, they are. I'll have to work this out some other time. But, you know, if they really want to hear what you said, they'll be more than happy to download the MP3. They'll download the MP3. They want to hear what you have to say. Yeah, I can relate. Being somewhat of a perfectionist, as you know, I have not released any maps yet. I'm kind of surprised that my years in drafting class have really not paid off. But unlike some people, I'm not sure how Nuts went about his map or you actually go about Rommel. But I just can't sit down in front of a blank editor and come up with a map. I have to have a set picture or something to work off of, be it a visual layout of a map or a picture of a building or something. I just can't go in there and bam, and put it down on the editor and say, oh, here's my map.
Oh, I think that really helps. I think it's really hard to do a whole map from out of your head and not have any references. I mean, when you think of some of the most popular ones, they're movies, right? Like Rommel.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how sweet Casa. The layout, I think it's really important to sit down, draw it out first before you ever touch GDK. Draw out your layout, get a good idea of your buildings, go get some reference pictures, and then start. But I haven't, my old map that I started, I do, that is right out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me. Very visual.
Okay. So you want to stay on? Do you want to stay on for another 15 minutes, or do you want to go here? I'm going to actually go into a commercial break, and if you want to hang around for another 10 or 15 minutes, okay. Well, we're going to take a break, play a few sounders here, some music, and we'll be right back on Urban Radio. You're listening to Oswald and Blade Killer today.
Hi, this is Spellbinder from Spellbinder.com, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Georgia, he was looking for a coin to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind. His anger for coins was real. When he came across some children inserting coins into a slot, Cormier jumped up on the windowsill and said, "Boys, I'm going to tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a coin collector too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good slot machines, but give the coin his due. I bet a coin of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Ronnie, and I ain't giving in. Yeah, I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been."
Ronnie polished up your coins and played that hand quick. The Cornbird's got a movie and a brown for paper tricks. And if you win, you get this shiny little coin of gold. But if you lose, eat your brain off toward.
He clearly wasn't joking, and fire flew from his beak of steel as he fed the thing his token. And he pulled the arm of that slot machine, and he made an evil hiss. Then some half-eaten children joined in, and sounded something like this. Said, "I'm angry for coins as well." Then Cornbird bent all over and he said, "What the hell is that smell?"
"Coins are down on the floor, but I'm not too tired of the floor. Cornbird thinks it's happy on the paper. Give us that slug to bite to the brain."
because he knew that he had been beat. And he laid that golden coin down on the ground at Ronnie's feet. Ronnie said, "Coin bird, just come on back if you ever want to try again." Then Ronnie reached down and gets a coin he was bit and killed on the brain.
Hey, just a reminder, if you want to get on the Urban Terror action, they are playing CTF 64.180.91.204 currently. We are on UT Eagle. Pretty cool looking map here. If you've played it, I'm sure you have. Thunder over at Thunder's Playpen, he has this map on there all the time. Very cool map if you've ever seen where Eagle's there. It's basically what the map's after. We do have some open slots. It's 5-on-4. Teams can hold 8 each, so get your ass over there.
Has that tired old cloth-covered mouse pad of yours given you the slip one time too many?
Guys! Yeah.
Everglide supplies a variety of affordable mouse pads designed to satisfy your computing needs. Whether you are a hardcore gamer or just someone that needs that extra bit of accuracy, Everglide's precision mousing surfaces are just what the doctor ordered.
Nice.
Don't get snagged by ordinary run-of-the-mill cloth pads. Let your mouse glide easily over one of our ultra-smooth, optical-friendly pads. With Everglide, you'll have the kind of smoothness you need to keep on fragging. We also offer custom-printed mousing surfaces. If you've ever wanted your team's logo on a mouse pad, now's your chance to own one personally designed for you. Don't keep waiting. Just stop by www.everglide.com and order yours today. Everglide mousing surface configurations are protected under national trademark laws. Blooming Tree Productions Incorporated is a wholly owned sub-S corporation. Visit everglide.com for details.
Little Anthrax. Bring the noise on Urban Radio.
What a phenomenon, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the untenable beast. Public enemy number one, 5-4-3 freeze. And I got them, can I tell them never really never had a gun? But it's the wax that determined it, it's fun. Got it, got me in a cell, put my record, they sell. Cause the brother like me said, well, better come a problem, and I think you want to listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow, for now, tell what the people say. Make a miracle, deep, I'm the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Hurry up.
Cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying. It's not music that the critics are blasting before. Build every camp for the brothers and sisters. Why across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations, I question their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see you some later.
Turn it up. Bring the noise.
From in front of me, the crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, the X, I call him Norm, you know, he can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, can be more sicker than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll, music for what you're wishing, you call a band, man, making the music, I'm using, but you can't do it, you know, you call a demo,
but we ride demo too.
What you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you, beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for Eric Bono,
run the MC, but then a DJ couldn't be a band, stand on his own feet, get you on your seat, beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell,
back is for Anthrax,
still a can rock bell, ever forever, universal and will sell, time for me to exit, Terminator exit,
turn it up!
Coast to coast, I used to feel like it's over.
dissing me or dissing you?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, how about you listen to Blade Killer and Oswald Get Wicked here on Urban Radio as we hear Blade Killer typing in the background. What's up, Blade?
Oh, I'm live again, am I?
You are live.
Hopefully loud enough. I tried upping the volume to line in on the recording for this silly thing.
Yeah,
so hopefully that helps.
Yeah, you sound 100% better, louder. And it looks
good.
Looks like I just crashed out of the server, too. But as I said, we are playing UT Eagle at the moment. If you guys want to want to get in there and frag, I do want to thank you. We actually have over 50 listeners right now. And if I had something to give away, you know what? We would do it. But unfortunately, I'm flat broke. Maybe when we get back from QuakeCon, we'll have some shirts to give away. As I do understand, we will be selling shirts at QuakeCon. Some of the profits will go to the development team. So if you are there, please buy a T-shirt. It may be your only opportunity. So, getting back to QuakeCon here. Getting back to QuakeCon.
Good food there.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's mostly fast food. They have a TGI Fridays. They have some pasta, some Italian place, Olive Garden. Of course, we have to make the trip to Hooters. That's just like a QuakeCon thing. And the funny thing is, it's right across the street from id Software.
Oh, gee, I can't imagine why they have chosen that location.
Oh, yeah, of all the places to choose, you choose to make your headquarters in Mesquite, Texas. You know, before 3 years ago, I had no idea where Mesquite, Texas even was.
You know, I'm kidding. We only knew Mesquite was barbecues.
Yeah, that's what you usually associate with Mesquite is barbecue. And I'm not talking about our sound guru barbecue. I'm talking about the stuff you actually eat. So what else do we have there? We have it's mostly, you know, those quick go-in, sit-down type of places. We will have a good time, and I'm sure the alcohol will be flowing.
Oh, yeah, but that American stuff, that isn't, you know that. We've already had that discussion.
Yes, we have.
You and your Smirnoff ice beer thing.
And that's why this shoutcast, that's why this shoutcast is actually brought to you courtesy of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, bottled by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, Chico, California. Okay, so they don't pay me to say that, but that's what I'm drinking right now.
Oh, I see.
So getting back, sort of jumping ahead of ourselves here, seeing as we don't even have 2.6 out, and I know we did make a pretty strong statement saying that we were attempting to get it out before QuakeCon, yet we never did set a development date. What do you think, actually, what are your objectives, or what do you want to achieve for Beta 3?
Well, the best game ever. That's number one. Now, the question is, how do we do that? We already have a pretty good game. It's pretty addictive already. It needs some depth. So, hopefully, our new game modes will achieve the depth we're looking for and give you guys some kind of a story to go along with what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing, and hopefully give it that little extra. That's kind of missing right now. You know, most people play 12 hours a day. I mean, geez, at least time.
Why do you?
And hopefully we'll be able to.
I was going to say, why do you think they? Why do you think id Software, or maybe it was Timo, who's actually working on GTK Radiant? Why do you think they decided to actually create a new point release?
Actually, I'm really surprised they did that. I'm really impressed because they've been working on their engine for Quake 4 and Doom 3, which we know what that's like. And it's worse for them. They have times they have to meet. They have money involved, not like us. So I'm surprised that they had the time to do this. for us, and it's really, I think, to stop the cheating that unfortunately has started, and stuff that we can't do anything about because we don't have access to the engines. So it's kind of like them coming to the rescue. Keep the game. Yeah, I mean, the engine's good. It's a good engine. It's got a life left in it. It would be a shame to have it for everybody. I mean, it's, and Doom 3 and Quake 4, they're both off yet. So I'm really pleased that they've got the time and need to do this for us all. Shows that they support. They're about it.
I know there are some who say, for example, the mappers, you know, the dynamic lighting is one of the things that I know mappers usually talk about, and actually the coders talk about too occasionally. I don't think the additive lighting is exactly the same as dynamic lighting. And also, as some of the other people have said, the MD4 files, those are two things that are actually missing from the Quake engine. Are there things that you use or you look at as a scanner that you say, hey, God, I wish this feature or this function was in the Quake 3 engine when you're scanning?
I wish we had MD4. I know the difference that would make to us memory-wise. And it's memory that really holds us down a lot of stuff, including our graphics. So it affects me directly. Now, it would have meant a lot of work for the animators. CB and CM both would have to redo all the animation MD4, but it would have been worth it. Would have been nice to stop. I also wish we'd gotten the fog that they have in RTCW. The OpenGL fog would have been wonderful for our mappers, but it sounds like we're not going to get that. Just getting the punk factor, I guess it is. That'll be good.
Yeah, there's.
We don't get anything else that'll be worth it.
Yeah, there's been some discussion. I know Tapper came on the forums here since the OGL does run quite a few Return to Castle Wolfenstein servers and basically laid down what Punk Buster is and how admins use it. And, you know, the nice thing is, yes, we are getting it. Hopefully, admins will actually take the time to configure it either how we say with our config, or they actually take the time to install it and run it on their servers. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, hey, it's out of our hands. Id Software's given us the point release, which is just incredible. I think we're all excited for that. That'll deter, remove, prevent, whatever you want to call it, the cheating that's currently going on. But if the admins don't jump on board, then we're sort of left out in the cold here, and it's really beyond the development team's hands as to what we can do.
Oh, yeah. There's only so much we can do with the exception of the engine. We can't log or anything. And it's too bad, too, because it takes a lot of time away from our code. You know, time when 2071 features bugs, he has to do this instead. Waste of time. And it's unfortunate that people out there even do this. You know, obviously these guys that do these cheats are pretty good. They're pretty talented, and it's really sad that they have to do that instead of doing something worthwhile. They do something on a game or something instead.
I completely agree. It
Red Slayer.
Like you said, it does it does take away the actual time that our coders get to spend their time working on features or something else than wasting all their time on something that it's basically probably going to be a temporary fix. Like I think I posted, it becomes a pissing contest. The bot maker goes out and makes a bot. We come back, we fix it. He goes back and tweaks what we've done. We go back and say, you know what? Screw this. You know, where does it end? So hopefully Punkbuster comes in and does wonders to the community. I think that would be excellent to see.
You're breaking up a lot.
Oh. Well, you know what? I'm going to continue on with the show here. Blade, it's been wonderful, and we will see you in QuakeCon here on the 13th. Any last words you want to give to the community?
Caught me off guard.
Sorry.
The usual. Love y'all. Great community. Wouldn't be this without them. I'm glad I got into it. Although this year has been very hard at times. Last February was a time I might forget all about. But I wouldn't give up the experience for anything. So I think I'll hop on the server and play a bit with them now.
All right, Blade, thank you very much for coming in.
See
and,
you all later.
Yep, we'll see you next week. Goodbye now.
Bye.
So there's Blade Killer, and yeah, I know some of you probably had a hard time hearing her, as it seems the connection was a little bit iffy, but it is nice to get her and anybody else we can from the development team or the community into Urban Radio here and talk with them, and this is something we haven't done in quite a while, so it's a good time, and I do want to thank Blade for taking a few minutes there to talk with you guys, let you know what's coming up here. And, no, if you are looking at my webcam, no, I did not shave this morning, and I'm on vacation, so you know what? I really don't give a shit. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald, and thank you for listening.
Not going to QuakeCon? Do you find yourself daydreaming on what it would be like? Are you just royally pissed that the boss won't let you off work? Don't worry. We'll be bringing QuakeCon 2002 directly over the internet to your PC. Beginning Thursday, August 15th at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, the Team Sportscast Network has you covered with all the tournament action, interviews, prizes, and more. Plus, a live webcam from the event, so you can get the first ever look at the Axis GOAT. If you can't be at the party, then join the party from all the comfort of your round cubicle at work. Live coverage 24 hours a day during the entire event. QuakeCon's official shoutcasting station, TSN. QuakeCon 2002 is brought to you by id Software, ATI, VIA, AMD, Aspire, Activision, Linksys, Speakeasy, Balls, and the Team Sportscast Network. Visit TSNCentral.com for more details.
It's Oswald back with you live here on Urban Radio, hosted by our friends, comrades, compadres, buddies, mates, whatever you want to call them over at TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. And actually, I am part of that. I'm sure you will be seeing some more from my TSN once we get back from QuakeCon. And Matrix, if you're watching, dude, well, you know what? Oh, there you go. You see it, Matrix? It says, Hi, Matrix, if you're looking on the sixth-floor sniper cam. Hi, Matrix. So hopefully that'll give you a little heart on there. Who else do I have to give some shout-outs to? Just did Matrix. Slayer, if you are listening, which I am sure you are. Blade Killer says hi. She forgot to say that to you when she was on the air with me. So, Slayer, how you doing? Also from Paul, he is on the Urban Radio server, he tells me, and, well, he was. I don't know where he went. Maybe he's still on there and just playing under a different name. But Paul from MDT says he wants to give a shout-out to the MDT team, the KFC team, and Thunder, who is the admin over at Thunder's Playpen, which I sometimes affectionately call the pig pen. But Thunder, we do thank you for your support of Urban Tear. And also this news from Zach, who is in charge of ZD web hosting, as many of you know, seeing as I pimp him like there's no tomorrow. For all of you attending QuakeCon who are Urban Terror fans, actually, you know what? Let me try that again. Take two. For all of you Urban Terror fans making the gruesome journey over the barren lands to Texas to QuakeCon, be sure to check out the 2v2 tournament for Urban Terror and pound CQ-Urban Terror. That's pound CQ-Urban Terror. Keep a watchful eye on this channel as there will be more information posted on when and where to sign up. So it sounds like Zach is going to get some 2v2 action going there at QuakeCon. So if you are attending, then feel free to head over to that channel right now and make yourself known. Oh, I'm glad you like that, Matrix. Also, we got to give this girl props. She's been basically doing everything, it seems like. Wherever you look, she's there. If something's going on, she's involved. That's Vampirus over at UTZ at terrorist.net. As you know, she is the host of the male-female friendly scrimmage. It happens, what, about every 2 or 3 weeks, I guess, Vampy? Maybe. But we are looking forward to FMFS number 4, I believe it is. I've shoutcasted one, Vansilly's casted one, and Weed actually casted one here last week. I have not gone to the site to see if you even have the new information posted for the next Battle of the Sexes. I know you told me when it was because I told you the day I was off. But I will be shoutcasting that. Hopefully we can get Vansilly in there and have a dual cast for all of you who are planning on playing. And you know what? Seeing as I'm not a llama here, we will go to servisions.net/fmfs.php. Servisions.net. You know, and if I put a slash there instead of a period, it may work. There we go. And, yes, she does have it up. The new female versus male fun scrimmage will be held on August 24th, beginning at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 2100 GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, for all those who are in Europe. As usual, we will be playing without clan tags. It'll be MM for the females. It'll be MM for the males, FF for the females. And we do ask you to show up 10 minutes prior to start. You can contact Vampirus on ICQ or over in pound UTC, UTZ, or as Lord of Doom would say, UTZ. You can even email her, vampirus@terrorist.net or sani@terrorist.net. I believe we will be playing Casa and, you know what, Abby. I think those are the two maps we'll be playing as usual. It'll be 7-on-7 teams, and actually the teams have not been chosen yet. So she's still coordinating it all here. So once she has that all done, you know we will pimp her like There's no tomorrow. That's Vampirus. That's the female versus male fun scrimmage. So be sure to check that out. Over on Planet Quake, they actually pimped the sixth floor. Take a trip on up to the sixth floor and check out the latest Quake 3 Urban Terror community map news. Two level designers who are in the spotlight are 40 with his upcoming level UT Boardwalk, and Vampirella the Bitch with her yet-to-be-named TS/TDM map, which also includes a very cool GMAX theater. It's based on actually a place down here in Long Beach, California, which is just south of Los Angeles, called Pine Avenue. A lot of restaurants, sort of not really a touristy place, but pretty cool nonetheless. So check out my site, thesixthfloor.com. Also, I noticed this over on Planet Quake, name registration from Punkbuster. If it ticks you off right now when people steal your name on servers, then it may interest you to know that Punkbuster Name Registry premium subscription hosting services will be officially launched next week at QuakeCon. The optional Punkbuster name registry system covers both individual player names and group tags, clans, guilds, etc. The overall goal is to boost serious players and organizations in the online communities built up around those games we support by providing a way for players who are interested to verify their online playing identities to other players and admins through the use of secure password-based system built into Punkbuster. I know this is something that many of you have spoken about regarding Urban Terror. Seeing as Quake 3 is now going to have Punkbuster integration, you may want to check out Punkbuster once they officially release this. You can also go over to evenbalance.com and check out the Punkbuster website and get some more details on this service. And possibly see... Oh, you know what? I guess if I would have finished reading the news, I would have seen that it's not available for Quake 3. So, oh, until it's released. Yeah. Have another beer, right, Oz? And I think I will. This broadcast brought to you by Sierra Nevada, the best in pale ale from Chico, California. This will actually be for Quake 3 once the new point release is official. So that'll probably be a few weeks after QuakeCon. I got to take a break because I'm flaming. Need to drink some beer. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio. Assassin, cap the flag in the server.
Okay.
I want some balls.
All right.
I want some balls.
Balls Guarana is a high-caffeine soft drink made from the guarana berry.
A preparation from the seeds of a woody climber of Brazil used in making an astringent drink.
Balls, the most caffeinated drink on the market, gives you that energy you need to crush, maim, and destroy every last taunting bastard that gets in your way. Balls Guarana is available at supermarkets, gas stations, and convenience stores everywhere. To find that location near you, visit www.balls.com, then click on the locator tab at the top of your browser. So what are you waiting for? Visit www.balls.com and get your very own case delivered right to your doorstep. Balls.
Helps when I take it off mute, doesn't it? Hey, it's Ozholder back with you. And, yes, you too can get your own case of balls, as they are one of our sponsors here for QuakeCon 2002. As I said, thanks, Matrix. TSN will be there live, shoutcasting the 24 hours of QuakeCon over the course of August 15th through 18th. I believe we begin about mid-afternoon on the 15th. And one of the things I know I spoke of last week that we will be doing, we will be giving a conference on Urban Terror and modding. And basically, what we're going to do is go over basically three or four different sections. One section is going to touch on the introduction, which basically is the team history, the concept behind our theme for Beta 3, and some of the ideas we're toying with that you will see after 2.6 is released. We will release some sort of a document, and you guys will actually know what we will be doing, and maybe this will help limit or stop some of the unnecessary questions that we get about, well, are you including this, or are you going to do that? Is this map going to be included? What are you doing with this map? Things like that. Actually, all this is going to be discussed and actually shown off to the community here when we give our conference. Another section we will discuss, that being models, skins, and animation, and Blade Killer touched on some of this a bit earlier. We will show off the new male and female skins. Tanya is a female, and, oh, God, what's his name? Logan. Tanya and Logan. And Matrix, sit your ass down. The show's not over yet. Thank you. He's got a bunch of balls on his desk, I see. Anyway, Logan and Tanya are the two new models, the male and female model. Miles is going to talk about the skins. He's going to talk about team identification and Beta 3 character categories and character uniqueness. Blade Killer is going to go into some of the skins and some of the information for the weapons, such as the P90 and a couple of the other weapons that we're not actually going to mention right now, and you'll have to wait until we do at the conference. And Crazy Butcher will show off some updated demos of the player and weapon animations. Moving on, a big section that we are going to cover is going to be mapping. We will have Yidnar there. I'm sure if you map, you know who Yidnar is. He's in charge of Shader Lab, which is one of the premier sites here for mappers. Another thing he does, he also updates Q3 Map, which is one of the programs you use when compiling maps. He's added some excellent features to it that I know, for example, Rabbit Cow and Invis have both taken advantage of. So we will most likely get some comments from him during our show, but then there's also going to be a Q3 Map discussion sometime later that day, if I remember correctly. So hopefully we can get a little bit more mapping discussion going on in our talk while we have some of these guys who really want to talk maps and things like that. I know Rabbit Cow wants to. Invis, I think No Death said he was coming. Of course, Sweet Nuts, you can get him to talk about anything. And I'm sure there's going to be some others, not necessarily from our team or our community, but I do know there are some other mods who will be attending QuakeCon, and who knows, maybe they'll show up to our talk. Getting back to the level design, which is going to be Category 3, we'll talk about the new game modes. Changes to create the new dedicated levels. As we've said, the levels will change. No longer will the level support five or six different game modes. Hypothetically, let's say UT Streets. I can't even do that, can I? Let's take Docks for an example. And this is all hypothetical, so don't fly off when you hear what I'm going to say. But let's take Docks, and let's say we made that a CTF-only map, and no longer would it work for Team Survivor or Team Deathmatch. It would only work for CTF and, say, Game Mode A. So now you have that map dedicated to two game modes. UT Casa say it can support Game Mode B and Game Mode C. Yeah, I see it, Matrix. Thank you. And things like that. So we will talk about the new game modes, which levels we're going to update to support those game modes, and then we'll also show off our plans as to what we plan on doing. And finally, we'll get Sweetness to talk a little bit about the upcoming user interface and menus. We had some other information we were going to give away, but you know what? We think it'll bore people. Like the upcoming website and Map Depot, the cross-development of the website and forums, the use of the cool little JPilot applet, you know, that little thing that puts the tag www in front of your name if you sign on using our website. That's the JPilot applet, and also the use of our weekly radio show, which would not be so successful without everybody listening, and we do want to thank you for that. Going to take another break here. We are getting near the end. Hey, listen to that. Somebody just got shot. We are still on the Urban Radio server. Actually, it's full at the moment. It is 8 on 8. We are on UT Golgotha from Dick Dastardly. And you can actually look for Dick's next level soon. I've seen some of it. He's using some pretty interesting ideas. And before I go to commercial break here, I do want to pimp those who are in the servers. Thunder, Reptile, Metafreak, Chun, Alkaline, Lioness, and First Blood over on the blue team and on the red team. One Leg, the wonderful Blade Killer, Alphabet, Soul Grunt, Death Rat, Fives, Illogical, Assassin, and Watcher. Thanks everybody who is on the server right now playing, and I'm going to step away. We'll be right back. This is Oswald, and you are listening to Urban Radio on the TSN. We'll be right back.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, slut, asshole, goddamn motherfucking stupid, fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
You know, it's funny when Sounders requested more than music here on TSN, but that Sounder by Blanks is an all-timer already on TSN. Hey, it's Oswald. We are back, and we're close to finishing up here. It's sort of been a different show, as I said. I sort of came in here at the last moment. Was not sure I could actually shoutcast today, as they actually have UVA 4 going on, and I'm sure if you've ever played Tribes, you might know or might have heard of UVA. That is the event they hold, which is similar to QuakeCon for Tribes. It's held over in Virginia, and TSN is there, and they're actually over on Server 1 shoutcasting right now. Some of the matches going on. And that's basically what we're going to be doing here on TSN starting next week, live from QuakeCon. And we will post all that information over in the forums here once we get it and once we can give it out to you. But you can plan on hearing quite a bit of information from TSN over at QuakeCon. And also, I do want to sort of make it a little bit of a point here to those of you not only who are going to partake or participate in the Battle of the Sexes match here that Vampirus is scheduling, number 4 on August 24th, but we do want to get quite a few listeners, and that, as I said, will be after QuakeCon. And like I said, I should have some extra T-shirts unless they sell out at QuakeCon, and we'll be giving those away. Yes, giving away, as in free, F-R-E-E, free. So we would like you to tune in, and also we are looking for some shoutcasters. I posted this on UrbanTerror.net this week. If you have what it takes, or if you think you have what it takes to become a shoutcaster, please feel free to submit a demo tape to TSN, and we will listen to it and decide if you have what it actually takes to be a shoutcaster. Unfortunately, I was not able to do ZH versus Triad last night. The servers were in use, but as I understand it, I could use the ClanBank server. By the time I got around to hooking up with Matrix here, I guess a match had already started, and I did miss out. But we do want to try to draw some attention to the matches that we will be shoutcasting on TSN in the upcoming season, even now for the OGL. If you do want your match shoutcast, you can use the Request a DJ link over on TSNCentral.com, or you can contact me, preferably before the day of the match. It helps if we have like a day or two notice instead of coming to us the day of saying, "Hey, Oz, we have a match. We need a shoutcaster." Doesn't work that well. So get it to us at least a day in advance, and you know, we'll be able to go from there. Right now, Van Silly and myself and and Jeff T are probably the three who do the majority of the shoutcasting. So, you know, if you want your match shoutcasted, just get it to us a little bit early, and we will see if we can accommodate you. Other than that, I don't have much left. I do want to thank everybody who has tuned in. You've made this yet another excellent show, and this will actually be the only show here for the next 2 weeks. Our next show will not come to us until probably the 23rd of this month, August 23rd, the day before the female versus male fun scrimmage. If that does change and I am able to cast a show from QuakeCon, we will be doing that either the 15th, 16th, or 17th. I know most of those days are going to be filled with action from Return to Castle Wolfenstein and the Quake 3. So if we do not get an Urban Radio next week, that's the reason why. So, for everybody on Silicon Ice Development, I'm Oswald. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in this week and listening. And yes, I did say free, so I do want to see 50 to 70 listeners for that male-to-female scrimmage. And believe me, we will make it worth your time. We will give something away, or a few somethings. So until next week, I'm Oswald. You guys have a good weekend, and hopefully we will talk to you from QuakeCon. Also, one thing Blade Killer wanted me to mention before I get off the air here. She wanted me to mention that we should, and I say should right now because it has not been confirmed, but we should be able to carry our conference live on TSNCentral.com. Again, that'll be posted on the forums and in Pound Urban Terror if we have the chance. So we have quite a bit happening here in the next week. I know the next 4 or 5 days for me are going to be pretty hectic as I finish up travel plans for a few people. Try to coordinate everything to make sure I don't forget somebody. Apoxel at the airport. He's all worried I'm going to forget him. I guess that's what happens when you work for a big company like Ravensoft, you little girly man. All right, that's it. I'm done. Everybody have a great weekend. We thank you for your support. I'll keep slurring as I continue drinking my beer. You guys have a good weekend. I'm Oswald. Take care. I'm out of here. You know, it's a little known fact, but I actually had to dance to this song in like junior high for some Spanish day we were doing here in Southern California. The memories, you know, I can remember when I didn't know my left foot from my right foot. I'll leave you with that thought. You guys have a good night.
Oh, that's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.